From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Greetings and welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. I always call attention to his fabulous work, so I'll do that today. Mr. Rob Center on the other side of the glass takes fantastic care of us, and he is why. If you go to Spotify today, you'll see yesterday's Sunrise interviews posted there. So we very much appreciate his help and hard work. In the studio with us now, we're glad to say that Jennifer Rempe is back in person talking about Susquehanna Valley Court-Appointed Special Advocates, or CASA. Welcome back, Jennifer. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
After so many telephonic interviews for so long, it's great to have you back in the building. So thank you for coming in. You are the development officer, which if folks don't follow fundraising circles or boardsmanship, they might not know. Development is somebody who does a lot of outreach and education and fundraising, making sure that donors, generous donors, find out about an organization and so on. So that is what she does for Susquehanna Valley Court-Appointed Special Advocates. And Louise Campana is here. She started out as a volunteer working for this organization, but is now one of the coordinators. So Northumberland County Case Manager is her official title now. Louise, thank you so much for coming in. Good morning.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me.
Oh, I do appreciate it. I just think this story's got to be told. The right person is out there for this job. Might not be for everybody, this particular volunteer gig, but it can really be rewarding for the right person. So Susquehanna Valley Court Appointed Special Advocates, what is CASA? You want to start us out, please, Jennifer?
Sure. We are citizen volunteers that help in the court system with children that have been abused or neglected and wind up in foster care. In our circles, it's called dependency, which means that the children and youth offices have some involvement in their lives. And we, as volunteers, are trained, specially trained, and we have a training class coming up, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. And our volunteers are trained to help advocate for those kiddos, give them a voice in the courtroom and in their lives to help them achieve permanency, which means a stable living home environment. That might be reunification, it might be with some added supports in their natural home, or it might mean adoption down the road. Whatever that permanent, safe, stable environment in which they can thrive. That's what we help them get to.
And I think for some of the young people that end up with involvement in the courts, they may find that there certainly is a judge and administrators and court staff that are super interested in making sure that child has everything they get coming. And there certainly are people in the foster care system or maybe children and youth. They all do their jobs professionally and we'll say perfectly for the sake of our discussion. But there's still, you need that glue that kind of ties us together, monitors, makes sure, follows up, and takes care of calendars and things.
Absolutely. We do conduct what's called independent investigations, where we as the volunteers are court appointed, so we serve at the pleasure of our judges in the dependency systems, and we become the eyes and ears of the judge. So think of it as case managers at children and youth offices they have big caseloads, right? Whereas our volunteers have one or two kids, and they really get to the heart of the matter and are able to talk to all of the people that are involved in that child's life. It might be a neighbor, it might be an aunt, it might be, you know, grandma, grandpa, it might be some distant kinship type person that has some influence in that child's life, again, to help them achieve permanency.
All right. And Louise, you started out as a volunteer. You've heard Jennifer's description. Elaborate on this, what the volunteers do sort of on a day-to-day basis. What were the tasks that volunteers under you will do and that you did when you were a volunteer?
Well, first and foremost, we try to form a relationship with the CYS workers, the Northumberland County Children and Youth Workers. That's the initial visit a volunteer will make with their caseworker. They'll meet with the CYS worker and form that bond because we're both working in conjunction for the same goal. It's not always the same, but we try to keep that line of communication open because we're both working towards the same thing. And I have to thank all those women in CYS, all the workers at CYS, men and women, and the judges in Northumberland County. They are so receptive to us. We would not be able to do what we do without their support and their advocation for us. So basically what I do as a volunteer, I'll meet with CYS workers, I'll meet with the family, with the children. I get involved in the child's life to the point where I know when their doctor's appointments are, their dentist appointments. I know when their school conferences are, and I could be part of all of that as a volunteer. I get to know the parents, the biological parents, the foster parents, everyone involved. So it's sort of it's a village effort, but the volunteer leads it.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you get her?
She is a gem.
They and picked me up off the corner.
We should hire her to work for you full time.
She is a gem.
No. Hire her to work for you full time.
Oh, we did.
Okay.
We did.
Right. She has switched to Northumberland.
A couple years ago.
Yes.
Yep. Northumberland County case manager. So more from volunteer involved. But okay. So we're talking about these people that are these great volunteers. Somebody may say, "Well, geez, I couldn't do all of that. You really got to know too much." But you can give people sort of a metric to work through this in training, and lay people can do it.
We do. The training program is about 30 to 40 hours, give or take, with some court observation hours at the end. So you get to go and see a courtroom proceeding. So you get a little used to it. It can be a little bit intimidating sometimes the first time you walk into a courtroom. And so we have case managers, which is what Luis is, and so you're never working alone. That's the beautiful part about the model that we use. So it is a little bit lonely out there as a volunteer, but you simply then call and talk with your case manager, and we have a case manager for every county that we work in, which is four counties: Snyder, Union, Northumberland, Lycoming. Luis happens to be our Northumberland County case manager. And so she works hand in glove with our volunteers to help guide them, to help them put their training into application in terms of, okay, well, we had this meeting and this is what Children and Youth is saying we should advocate for the child, but our volunteer believes we should advocate for something else, maybe additional services, or maybe this child needs, you know, extra special help in school, or an extra mental health therapy kind of,
yes,
sorts of things.
Yeah.
And then the case managers help you write a court report. We teach you how to write the court report in your training program. However, the first couple times and every time subsequently, your case manager is there to help you write your court report,
yes,
which is what the judge uses to help
make his decision.
Make the decision, exactly.
Right. And Louise, we are looking for volunteers, so make a pitch for folks to consider signing up for this.
It might be the best thing you've ever done in your entire life. I have to tell you, I got involved because my sister is a guardian ad litem in another county. And I watched what she did with these kids, and I thought, it's amazing. It's just amazing what you can do, and the feeling that you can get when you see that at the end of a case that those kids have either gone home with their parents, which is a wonderful thing, or the parents have not stepped up to the plate, and they've lost the children. But either way, the kids, the children, end up happy. They do, because they have permanency, like we spoke about earlier. Permanency is a roof over your head, good food to eat, and people that love you. And we would love you to come try us. If there's one thing a judge looks at before the hearing in a court proceeding, they have so many things to look at, and one of the judges has said to me, if I have not time to look at anything else, I will read the CASA court report, because that matters most to me. So you are such a valuable item, and we need you. The kids need you. They are our future.
All right. Thank you so much, Louise. Jennifer, tell me how to get involved in this class. I want to talk a little bit about fundraising quickly, but at the very end. But how do I get involved if I want to at least find out more about volunteering?
Our next training class begins on June 6th this time, and it will run Mondays and Thursdays. Thursdays in the evening. It is virtual, so you can live anywhere and take this class. And our case managers, PA CASA, our state office, helps us with the training program. And it's, I think, 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And Mondays and Thursday evenings, you can you can go to SusquehannaValleyCASA.com, or you can call us 570-988-2200, and you can leave a message. And then what happens is we call you, we set up an interview, and we go through the paperwork. You do have to be 21. And you have to be able to pass 3 clearances, including Pennsylvania State Police and the FBI clearance and fingerprinting.
Mm-hmm. Get your background checked.
Yep, child abuse clearance.
Child abuse clearance.
Okay, you just had a fantastically successful superhero 5K. This is where everybody dresses up. Louise was Wonder Woman at that, which is typecasting, if you ask me. Jennifer, what were you?
I was running around with the microphone.
Oh, okay. So you were the chicken with the head cut off thing.
Yes, thank
no,
you.
No, not
yes.
really.
People do it, these fundraisers. You have an upcoming motorcycle ride. That's in August. Just one sentence about that, if you would.
It's our annual Ride for the Child with Susquehanna Valley Motorcycle Club there in Milton, and it's on August 6th. Again, there's information on our website and our Facebook.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Fantastic information. Looking for volunteers for Susquehanna Valley CASA. It could end up being dozens of hours of your life, but the most rewarding volunteer job you ever have, as we heard from Louise. Louise, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thank you so much.
And Jennifer, thank you for all your information and your help and all the work that you've done to make sure that this happens. Thank you.
Mark, it's always good to see you. Thanks for having us.
SusquehannaValleyCASA.com.